Our next guest says the contingency fee system is the best method for the vast majority of Americans to access the civil justice system. Joining us with what he says is the real truth about contingency fees is Jerry Ringler. He's a partner at the Los Angeles law firm of Robbins, Kaplan, Miller & Cerisi. Jerry's practice focuses on complex business torts and catastrophic personal injury matters. He was recently victorious in winning a class action verdict of $156 million on behalf of doctors defrauded by an insurance company. He's considered one of the top 100 lawyers in Southern California and has been named one of the best lawyers in America every year since that award's inception. Jerry, welcome back to America's Best Lawyers. Great to talk with you again.
My pleasure to return.
So tell us, what is the real truth behind the contingency fee system in America, and why is it so maligned?
The truth is that the contingency fee system in our country is truly the only method that the vast majority of Americans can avail themselves of if they need counsel to represent them in the civil justice system. It's their only key to the courthouse. Without lawyers who are willing to work on a contingency fee basis, corporate abuse in a wide variety of areas would go completely unchecked. It would be literally impossible for the average American to bring civil actions for harm suffered by financial fraud, patent infringement, medical negligence, legal malpractice, defective products, and a wide variety of other civil wrongs. And the reason it has worked is because it assures that anyone with a meritorious case can find an attorney and access to justice. You can envision how impossible it would be for the average injured worker, whether injured by a product that was defective, or the average consumer, whether injured by a financial fraud or by a pharmaceutical product that was defective, to fight those large corporations if they had to go out and hire a lawyer and pay a lawyer an hourly rate to prosecute such a case. Now, it is true that precisely because the system has worked, multi-billion-dollar corporations and insurance companies have had to pay those folks they defraud, and obviously that affects their profits. And because that affects their profits, they have spent literally hundreds of millions of dollars over the years vilifying the system through advertisements, political campaigns, and trumped-up research. The truth is that without the contingency fee system, virtually all Americans except for the wealthy would be locked out of the system that allows them access to justice, and only those large wealthy corporations with the ability to pay lawyers huge fees on an hourly basis would have access to the very justice system each and every American is guaranteed.
Jerry, let's get specific on this. Is there an example in your own practice where you believe the contingency fee system was critical to your clients' access to justice?
A classic example of such circumstances is reflected in a case I tried for a small company whose trade secrets were misappropriated by a large national corporation. The principal shareholders of that small company, who were the victims of trade secret theft, had literally invested all of their savings in this company because they believed firmly that the product they were manufacturing was unique and occupied a significant and untapped niche in the automotive market. While they were correct in this assessment, their trade secret was stolen and their company was driven into financial ruin. Their only remedy was to obtain access to the civil justice system through the contingency fee system. I represented them on a contingency fee basis, and we ultimately succeeded in receiving an award of approximately $20 million. No opportunity on their part would ever have existed for them to pay hourly fees to lawyers to address the wrong that they had suffered.
Jerry, this has been fascinating. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Jerry Ringler is a partner at Robbins, Kaplan, Miller & Cerisi, and we reached him by phone in their Los Angeles, California offices.